is a romantic thing. God wanted to have an imitative thing. God wanted to show them what a shepherd could do for a nation, what a shepherd could do for a nation, what that nation could do for a world if they would be shepherded. The faith system, he warned them, and then he gave them what they wanted. So they get Saul. See, we're looking ahead. We're going to talk about Saul next week. So they get Saul. One of the things about Saul, the only reason that they chose him is because he apparently is the best looking. He's an ideal human choice for a king. He's the best looking. He's taller than anyone else. He's handsome. And the thing about a king is that you do have to look the part. And sometimes that's all you have to do, is to be able to look the part. Israel didn't need more, but they chose Saul. Israel's king needed to know that they were in absolute charge. Saul's not going to figure that out. They needed to rule as God would rule, and Saul refuses to do that. So the conflict wouldn't end when Saul and Jonathan die. Even though Saul and Jonathan both die, there are many who will feel that the house of Saul has rightful ownership to the throne. 2 Samuel says a few times that there was war between the house of David and the house of Saul. The house of Saul will now be David's enemy. But David, again, doesn't see it that way. When some of David's army kills Jonathan's brother, who actually was king of Israel for a while, in direct opposition to David being king and reigning in Judah, David punishes the people that killed him, and then he demands mourning for Jonathan's brother. It's weird. It's not what a king would do. Certainly not what was expected of him as a king. And then he does something that just absolutely dumbfounds everyone. And here's the fundamental difference between a king and a shepherd. I believe David the shepherd asks this question in 2 Samuel 9, and he says, David asks, is there anyone left of the house of Saul to whom I may show kindness for Jonathan's sake? House of Saul, your enemy, show kindness. It must have drove Joab crazy. I'd like to be the leader of this guy's army. When your number one enemy is to eliminate everybody from the house of Saul, and the king keeps coming back saying, I need to find somebody from the house of Saul to show kindness. Joab probably wanted to kill the king himself. But there was a servant of the house of Saul whose name was Ziba, and he was summoned to David. He said to him, are you Ziba? And he said, at your service. The king said, is there anyone remaining from the house of Saul to whom I may show the kindness of God, Ziba? Ziba then says to the king, there remains a son of Jonathan, but he is crippled in his feet. So there's one left, Saul's grandson, Jonathan's one remaining son. Mephibosheth